Hockey Club a year ago was really quick out of the gates, a very good first period team. For whatever reason this year they're not. Have you kind of put your finger on what the starts or slow starts were about at this point?
I wish. It's a hard one. Like last year we were really good right off the hop. Now we've been kind of struggling with that, but that's something we need to look at and hopefully figure that out, because obviously we're not gonna do that every game that we come from training two goals, and we're not gonna be able to do that against really good teams each and every night. So we got to be able to start the games the way we want to play, and that's something we need to work on.
Last night, Paul mishmashed the lines a little bit with Penn about what was it like playing with Scheifele and Wheeler for a little turn last turn in the third period.
Yeah, it was awesome. Playing with one of the, well, those two are one of the best players in the league, and it's a great opportunity for me. And just kind of, if you want to play with those guys and keep up with those guys, you got to kind of push your limits every day. So that's only a good thing for me, and hopefully I can stay in that line and bring something positive. Maybe positive energy to that line and stay out of their way.
Toronto comes in here tomorrow, Patrick. You play them again on Saturday. A lot of folks want to build this as you against Austin Matthews. What do you think of that?
I think it's still Winnipeg against Toronto, in my opinion. Well, I mean, that's kind of always been the case in the past 2 years. And, I think we both agree that it's not about us. It's about our teams and, everybody. Like you guys and all the fans like that kind of matchup, but we just think, I think that it's Winnipeg against Toronto, and that's how we're approaching that game.
Do you find it's dying down a little bit, Patrick, maybe when you first came into the league?
I don't know. I think it's kind of the same, especially because both had pretty good two first years, and now playing against each other again, I think it's going to be kind of the same every year, but it's always exciting to play against good players and good teams, and it's going to be the same thing tomorrow and Saturday.
What about the hat trick game rate your NHL memory so far, the one you had early in your career against the Leafs?
It's ranked pretty high. It was pretty amazing game overall, trailing 4-0 and then coming back and winning it in overtime. I think it was pretty special, and scoring the hat trick as well. It was pretty cool, and it ranks pretty high.
Do you pay attention to what's going on around the league? Like Ovechkin had two more goals last night. I mean, are you trying to keep an eye on the leaders, so to speak, I guess, in the goals?
No. Well, obviously, I'm watching a lot of games, so I kind of know what's going on. But that's something I don't want to focus on, because, obviously, everybody knows that I haven't scored much. So that's the only thing I gotta worry about, the way I play, and not worry about while the guys are scoring many goals. Because if I start thinking like that, it's only gonna go the wrong way. So I just gotta worry about my game and where it's going.
You're getting a lot of shots though. I mean, you must feel like the goals are coming.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not gonna get frustrated when I'm getting chances. Then I'm gonna start worrying about it when I'm not getting any shots and not getting any chances. And I know eventually when you work hard and work hard every night, every shift, you're gonna get rewarded at some point. And just try to do that.
I know you're focused on the games itself, but how's the preparation for heading back over to Finland for you? What's it like for you this week?
Yeah, it's exciting. Got to do some packing tomorrow, and that's kind of my preparation. And just it's going to be so much fun, and just excited to go home. And it will be an exciting week or so. We're going to be there, and hopefully having a lot of fun.
You're getting a lot of calls and texts and emails and that from people that want to get a hold of you. Like, do you know how busy your schedule is going to be over there?
Yes, but I'm not answering. There's a lot of stuff going on for sure. A lot of stuff we need to do from the NHL with Barkov for sure. And hopefully there's still going to be some free time where I can see friends and family. And but it's going to be a tight schedule for sure. But well, we knew that it was going to be like this, and just going to enjoy it.
Do you think this will help grow the game there? I mean, I know hockey's so popular as it is, but the NHL brand maybe?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's not the first time there's an NHL game in Finland, so. But I think it's only a good thing that the league is kind of expanding to Europe as well. There's a lot of passionate fans back there, so it's awesome for them to be able to see NHL hockey live. And yeah, hopefully they're having really good experiences in the two games as well. So as we.
You and Barkov are like the two biggest stars now, right? I mean, I'm sure that will add something.
Yeah. Well, I think. Yeah, we're kind of that kind of guys that the people like over there. And, well, people are interested in what we're doing and how we're playing. And now we're playing against each other, so it'll be fun for them too. And it's going to be fun for us as well.
Maybe because your finish just wouldn't resonate as much, but a lot of people would bill this as like a game to stake the early claim that you're Canada's best team between these two. Do you put any stock in that?
Not really. I don't think it like that. It's a hard one, but I don't think so.